There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the greenbacks
tumble. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. Hour number two of USAprepares.com. For this hour, Larry Pratt's with us. And Larry Pratt is the executive director of Gun Owners of America. I heard Larry Pratt on shortwave radio many, many, many years ago. And I was so impressed with him that he and I have contacted over the years. And he's been to the Get Prepared Expo. He's been to the farmhouse. We've had meals together. And Larry Pratt is a really good guy. I'm delighted to be with him. And as a matter of fact, I'm so impressed with Larry Pratt and his organization, Gun Owners of America, that I became a lifetime member. Now, I paid the same amount that everyone else would pay to become a lifetime member. And I saved up for years. And I put money away, and I used that money to become a lifetime member. Why? I'm a gun-carrying guy. I wear a 45 as part of my normal outfit. I wear a 45 on my side almost all the time. And I want to preserve my rights to carry my 45 to defend me and my family. Welcome, Larry Pratt.
Vinny, thank you for such a wonderful introduction.
Well, it's true, isn't it? I mean, didn't I write that check to become a lifetime member?
That's pretty humbling, and I really appreciate it.
Well, Larry, I heard you on shortwave radio, and I was so impressed. You know, and you know, you can join other organizations, but I really think that you're doing an excellent job to protect our gun ownership rights. And you know, and for me, it's probably a little different. You've been to the farmhouse. You know that we live in the middle of nowhere. And you know, who am I going to call, Larry? And how long is it going to take for them to get here?
Well, so that's the question. You can call all you want. How long is it going to take them? if they happen to be, quote-unquote, nearby, maybe it'd only take a half hour.
Yeah, if they're in a hurry. You know, Larry, you know, I have these fond memories of our friends at the farmhouse, and one day before an expo, we were sitting in the dining room. You were there, Mike Ma was there, John Moore, John Stadtmiller, we're just sitting around the dining room, and I, you know, I just said, just wondering, guys, how many of you are armed? Do you remember that?
I do. And if you'd have said how many are not armed, you'd have probably had no show of hands.
It was so interesting that, you know, we're just sitting around at the farmhouse, you know, and there's nobody brandishing, you know, it's just, you know, but.
And there was no shootout, as I recall.
That's absolutely true.
A perfectly tranquil evening.
It was. And by the way,
everybody was exercising perfect gun control.
Absolutely.
Their guns were under control.
You know, it was akin to the Wild West, okay? Except, you know, there were no holsters that were visible. And the reason I asked, you know, who was armed was because there was no indication that anyone had a firearm. you know, and think of this as Thanksgiving dinner, okay? It was before the meetup, I'm sorry, before the expo. And, but it wasn't who has the biggest gun. It was nothing like that. We're just having dinner. So, to me, this is all normal. It's normal. We went to a meetup last night, and there were a lot of people who were armed. Probably the highest percentage of armed people in a restaurant in a normal setting than any other event in Springfield, Missouri. And that would be the USA Prepares Monday night meetup. Larry, I'd like to share a couple stories with you. Now, so last night at the meetup, we have a meetup every Monday night, and what I do is I have a monologue where I talk about the news, and we discuss the news that I bring up. That was topic number one last night. And then topic number two was a guy named Bob Estep. And then the third thing was the feature event, which was a movie on fluoride. Well, we never got to fluoride. And the reason we never got to fluoride was because of what happened to one of us, one of USA Prepares students, a guy who is a Sparta, Missouri farmer. He is a meetup member. He's given presentations on Agenda 21 at meetups over the years. He came to the studio when I was broadcasting in downtown Springfield, and he would say, hey, we're having a meetup on Friday night, and it's about the Property Rights Congress, and can you make the announcement? And I would do that. So I got to know this guy, Bob Estep, over the years, and it's going on 5 years now. Well, here are a couple stories I'd like to share. Now, leading into this, and this all ties together. Now, there's a small rural town in Virginia, near where I lived before moving to Missouri. And this small rural town was a farming community, and the population was about 500. I'm not exaggerating, it was literally 500. The town was 4 square miles, and it was incorporated a little over 100 years ago.
Sounds delightful.
Yes, and it was just like, if you think about, some of those Western movies, the town would be just a strip, the road would go through the town, and there'd be businesses on either side, and mostly they were saloons in the Westerns, but in this case, there was a farm supply, a drugstore, a couple gas stations, a pharmacy, some small shops and stores, a general store, and a doctor's office. That was the town of 500 people. Well, up the road a couple miles was a friend of mine who had a trucking company. And I was his consultant, and I helped automate his company, and his company grew. And he got more and more trucks. Well, the way from his trucking company to the main highway, was the shortcut was through this town. And he would have his guys drive through the town. And the mayor, they got a new mayor of this town, and she decided that, those trucks are racing through town, and she's going to put a stop to it. So she got this part-time cop, gave him a part-time police car, gave him a radar gun, and if you did 26 and a 25, boom, you got a ticket. Well, the businesses were so outraged at this because it was, there was no warnings. Everybody just got tickets, and it was a revenue stream that the town seemed to like.
Obviously, there was no need for it. It's just that she was having an adrenaline rush from having authority.
There you go. So here's what happened. So the farm supply was the first business that you approached as you entered the town from one direction, and he put a sign on his right outside his we have sales and things. He would announce
Top jerk ahead, drive 25.
That's what he did. He said Barney's on duty now. Stay under 25. Those kinds of things. Well, it became kind of a joke, made the newspaper. But what really happened is my friend who had the trucking company, his guys started getting so many tickets. And it wasn't like they were racing through town. But if they did 26 in a dump truck, size truck, which is what he had a lot of those, and tractor trailers, they would get fines. And they were huge. So he was a very generous man, and he gave to the volunteer fire department. He sponsored a lot of community events. He said, if they're going to do this to me, I'm not going to do that anymore. I'm not going to help. I'm not going to help. And he pulled out all the funding, all the events he did, and then he didn't have his trucks go through town. But that cop was still there, and so many people got so many tickets that people skirted the town and went the other direction, the long way, because it was just too risky. Now, the town dried up, literally. Literally, that town dried up, and the doctor's office pulled out. And when that happened, the pharmacy pulled out, the hair cutting places, one of them pulled out, one of the gas stations went under. The town literally dried up. Now, the reason I'm mentioning that is because I wrote a piece at USAPrepares.com, and I'll have to read this. And I spent an hour on the phone with one of my peers, another broadcaster, dissecting this, and I don't think he was all that happy with what I wrote. But here's what it is. It says, 29 January 2015, by Vincent Finelli, USAPrepares.com, Limited Corporation, investigative broadcaster. I'm not traveling through Sparta, Missouri. Not patronizing Spartan businesses, and here's why. Bob Estep was tased with a high-voltage electric stun gun by Sparta, Missouri police officer Andrew Spencer, according to the Sparta, Missouri Police Department staffer I spoke with on the phone today. According to sources, Bob Estep is currently in the hospital as a result of electrical tasing, being pulled out of his truck, and being forced face-first to the ground, and other injuries he received from the Sparta, Missouri police officer Andrew Spencer. I spoke with Sparta's Mayor Mike Yunker on his cell phone, 417-353-9961, and he declined to provide any information as the case is ongoing. Is he hiding something? Sparta's staff informed me that charges may be filed against Bob Estep, and that until charges are filed, that they would not discuss the matter. So here's what we've uncovered. Bob Estep is in the hospital as a result of what some call a beating by Sparta, Missouri police officer Andrew Spencer, and that Bob Estep has a heart condition. Sparta, Missouri police say Bob Estep was drunk and had him tested in Christian County for blood alcohol. None was present. The community is outraged and will not tolerate police abuse. Some believe that the entire Sparta town government should be fired at a minimum. The public trust has been breached. Is this retaliation a result of Bob Estep's speaking out against Agenda 21 and is supporting property rights in Missouri? Many believe that is the case. If so, we the people should bring a citizen's grand jury to assume the responsibility to accuse specific individuals in the Sparta, Missouri government of having committed actionable crimes. If you desire more information, you might want to call Sparta's Mayor Mike Yunker on his cell phone, 417-353-9961. If you have any details of the events described, please contact us at USAPrepares.com. So that's what I wrote. Now, when we come back, I'd like to discuss that, because what this means is, how do we protect ourselves from police who do that? What do we do? What should our actions be? And are we going to tolerate this, or are we going to stand up and put a stop to it right here, right now? Larry Pratt's with us. I'm Vin Finelli. This is USAPrepares.com.
Yeah. Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you. It rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the Freeze-Dry Guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, Larry Pratt's with us, and we're talking about the situation with Bob Estep, a 68-year-old farmer, a landowner, and he's well known in his community. He has a lot of farmland, so everybody knows who he is in his community. So when he was pulled over, it was clear that he was in a Estep vehicle. Okay, one owned by the family. I mean, your license plates are run. Well, anyway, to give you a description of the story, he was traveling and it was dark, and there was a car behind him, pulled up right on him, bright lights on him, and it was blinding Bob Estep. So he adjusted his mirror so that the blinding lights behind him, right behind him, were not preventing him from seeing where he was going. He adjusted his mirror. And as he did that, it's possible that his vehicle moved a little bit. Well, he got pulled over, red and blue lights to the side of the road, and the spotlight was on him for minutes. So he decided to call 911 because he felt uncomfortable. And when he called 911, he was on the phone with 911, and that's when his truck door was opened by this police officer, and he was tased in his truck. He was told to get out, and he couldn't move. He said he was paralyzed. He had a heart condition. He couldn't move, and he was yanked out of his truck by this cop. Now, some people think and are saying that Sparta, Missouri has a domestic terrorist. Well, I'm just raising that question. Do you think that's true? What do you call someone who does that to we the people? Larry Pratt, I'm outraged, I'm angry, and we the people are getting together, and we are going to visit Sparta. However, we the people, some of us at the meetup last night are so concerned about this, what has been referred to as terrorism in Sparta, Missouri, that people want to travel in a convoy because they're concerned that they might be singled out by the Sparta Police Department. You know, before we went on the air, Larry Pratt, you already knew about this story, didn't you?
Yes, there was an individual I think you had informed me who had somehow gotten around an axle as far away as the Southwest.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Giant. Just impressive when these thugs want to double down on somebody. They seem to be able to do pretty much whatever they want.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so what's going to happen is we the people are getting together and we're going to the next meeting in Sparta. That's Tuesday. That's this Tuesday coming up at 6:30, town council meeting in Sparta. We're going to be there, and we're going to see what they have to say. Now, they may not take any of our questions, but we're going to show up and let them know that this is absolutely unacceptable. So I got criticized for giving out the mayor's phone number. I don't have any problem giving out the mayor's phone number. That's the cell phone number.
Is he a public servant or what? Or is he just the boss man?
Well, I can tell you that that's the number that was given to me by the staff. I was criticized for saying that I'm not traveling through Sparta, Missouri. This is my quote. I'm not traveling through Sparta, Missouri, not patronizing Sparta businesses, and here's why. Now the reason I was criticized, I was told that, and this is not my words, that I'm a leader and that people might follow what I say. Well, I don't think I'm a leader. I just happen to be some guy who's a farmer, and I do things, and I do them in the open, okay? I don't hide. I'm using my real name. Vincent Finelli is my real name. It's not an alias, as some broadcasters use aliases. Well, I think that what happened to Bob Estep is unacceptable, and I'm not going to Sparta, and why would I? The only thing that I would do is try to investigate this. But in terms of patronizing businesses, in terms of traveling through Sparta for pleasure or to go to someplace else through Sparta, why would I do that? Why would I subject myself to potential abuses by the Sparta Police Department? And I've got a lot of questions, Larry. Why is it that the police chief has not put this guy on leave? Why has he not said, wait a minute, you did something, you tased this guy, he was not drunk, you put him in the hospital? Why?
And there's no investigation.
Well, there is an investigation right now. The CSPOA has gotten involved. Yeah, I was on the phone with them last night. Two of the guys from the CSPOA, and they have six investigators working on this. And there's actually another investigator outside of that. So we'll talk more about this when we come back, and defending ourselves.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call? And how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hey, guess what? They've got some great deals for Valentine's Day at Guns80.com. They're calling it the Sweetheart Special. Guns80.com has lowered the price way down to $400 up until Valentine's Day. Order your Ghost AR-15 now. Tell your sweetheart that this is the right gift at the right time. Buy one for yourself. Buy one for your sweetheart, too. Your sweetheart will thank you for being so tuned into his or her needs. Get a brand new Ghost AR-15 right now for $400. Heck, buy two. His and hers. Go to Guns80.com or call and ask for the sweetheart deal. Love is in the air at Guns80.com. Call now, 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. It's a sweetheart of a deal. Actually, it's a steal at $400. So call Guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80. But hurry, supplies are limited. Call 844-2-GUNS-80 or get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com on the web.
I'm Vincent Finelli of USAPrepares.com. As most of you know, I broadcast weekday mornings on GCN from 9 to 11. And I'm also a full-time farmer. Add to that mix the weekly meetups and the Get Prepared Expo, and this combination makes for a demanding schedule. On the farm, we raise grass-fed Black Angus cattle and provide them with the best variety of summer and fall grasses available. Our cattle are exposed to the extremes of weather, the toxins in the air, and the electromagnetic radiation that's all around us. So even the best grasses and food that we provide are not enough. Our cattle require minerals and supplements for strong health and resistance to disease. And so do we. For these reasons, my mother, our children, Mrs. Finelli, and I all take Longevity Beyond Tangy Tangerine, De-Stress, Glucogel, and EFA Plus. USAPreparesTeam.com. And thank you for being in class today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, Larry Pratt's with us, and we're discussing the Bob Estep situation where he was tased by a Sparta, Missouri town police officer, Andrew Spencer. And we've had it, and we're not taking it anymore. You know, we've had Steve Angle, one of our instructors, who answered the door at just after midnight with his handgun. He held it by the muzzle. The police were there. The police put a gun in his face, told him to drop the gun, beat him up. He ended up spending a couple days in jail. few days in jail. He ended up being hospitalized. You know, it's unacceptable, absolutely unacceptable. I don't think the police needed to respond like this. So anyway, here we have Bob Estep, and he was beat up. He has an enlarged heart, a swollen heart. He spent about 36 hours in the hospital. That was what was reported to me from a very reliable source this morning, just before the broadcast. And now, well, Larry, what would happen if we the people walked up to a police cruiser, okay, opened the door, and tased a cop sitting in the driver's seat? What would happen?
Yeah, well, we know that. What I was curious is why the cops went to this gentleman's door with their guns drawn. Was he aware that they were doing that? I mean, what? This is a pretty unusual situation.
Okay, you're talking about Steve Engel. Okay, Steve Engel lives in Hayes, Kansas, and he's one of us. He's been to our expos. He comes to the meetup. He's stayed at the farm. He's the historian. He takes a lot of pictures at CSPOA events, and he got his doorbell rang at I guess it was around midnight, just after midnight on a Friday night. He looked out the door and he saw it was a cop. So he had his 1911 45. He grabbed it in his left hand by the muzzle, so it was the muzzle up. He opened the door with his right hand. The cops put a gun in his face, said, "Drop the gun!" And he just stood there, so they beat him up right inside his own house. Now, why did the cops come? They say they got a 911 call. He said, "I didn't call you guys." They beat him up, threw him down. He's all banged up, bruised up. I've got pictures of it. He ended up going to the hospital. Then they put him in jail for 3 days. And he's facing charges.
And what was the ostensible reason for the visit?
They said they got a 911 call. I said, nobody called 911. They said they got a 911 call. And these guys did the equivalent of stalking him for days after, you know, after he got out of jail. So now he's facing charges for assault on two police officers with a deadly weapon. They came to his house. They beat him up
inside. With their fist with his face.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. So now he's got to spend time and money and effort defending himself from these cops. And that's exactly what's going to happen to Bob Estep, because Bob Estep is now facing four charges. Now, what in the heck could he be charged with if the cop beats him up? Now, here's the problem I have.
Resisting fist.
Yeah.
Resisting fist. Yeah.
Yeah. Larry, here's the problem. This guy's traveling along in a pickup truck, and the cops pull him over. His cop pulls him over and beats him up, tases him. And now he has to defend himself against these guys. Now, it appears that when we the people go to court, we are always at a disadvantage. It's really hard to survive court. And what happens with all the money that is spent defending ourselves to keep us from going to prison for something we didn't do because these cops make up things and lie? You know, we talked about it at the meetup last night. But the police are allowed to lie to us, but we're not allowed to lie to them. Attorneys are allowed to lie in court because they're not under oath. We're under oath. We are at a serious, serious disadvantage, and it's unacceptable. So a lot of us are going to Bob Estep's defense. People are patrolling his house to make sure that he is safe and secure, because it's not a comfortable situation for anybody. So, Larry, here's the question. So let's say we the people are sitting in our vehicle, and a cop comes up, and it looks like he's going to tase us. And we have done absolutely nothing wrong. Nothing wrong. And what do you think about defending ourselves against those police?
Well, if I'm certain that I'm sitting there and have done nothing to provoke, I haven't,
right,
you know, I'm thinking, gee, did I go through a speed trap unawares? You know, what's the deal? If I'm absolutely certain, then I'm going to defend myself as best I can.
Larry, I mean, I'm dancing all around this, but here's what I'm saying. I'll just come out and say it. If a cop is coming at me with a taser, I am going to anticipate reacting. I believe that if a cop is coming at me with a taser of 100,000 volts, 75,000 volts, 50,000 volts, it could kill me. Okay? It can kill anybody.
It could kill anybody.
And okay. Right. And I would consider that a threat, a deadly threat against my life. And if I have my 45 and he's got his taser, and he pulls that out, I'm going to react. I am literally going to react. I'm not going to like it, and I know what's going to happen. I'll probably be arrested.
Your whole day. Oh, it's terrible. Because even if you save your own physical body, the agony is just beginning.
Yes, and the blue plague has this substance called the blue glue, and these guys stick together. And that's the problem I have with the Sparta, Missouri town government. The problem I have is when I talked to the mayor, he didn't say, Mr. Finelli or Vincent or Vinny, this is a terrible thing. Oh, it's awful. You know, one of our community, one of our citizens, a prominent man got tased by one of our officers. This is something we've got to investigate. This shouldn't happen. No. These guys circled the wagons and there's no information outcoming. Nothing. Now, the police chief, why didn't he suspend this guy? Why hasn't he been arrested? Why hasn't this cop been arrested? Why has
a lot of jurisdictions, Vinny, would suspend him with pay and launch an investigation.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That seems to me to be a fair way to start. Because,
that's a good
he said, she said, okay, fine, we'll have an investigation. Meanwhile, since the seriousness of the charges are such, you can stay home.
Yes, yes. And, if we want to err on the side of the government, we suspend this guy with pay.
Yeah.
However, but Larry, if we reverse the situation and we tase the cop, do you think that that they'd say, listen, you just keep doing, Finelli, just keep doing what you're doing. Go back to your farm. We're going to check it out. Are you kidding? I'd be in the clink, right? I'd be in the clink and the bail would be really high because I would have responded to their threat.
If you weren't in the morgue.
Yeah.
If you weren't in the morgue, you'd be in the clink.
So we the people think that Sparta, Missouri could be the line in the sand where the people get together and say, we've had it. We've absolutely had it. And then maybe through the result of doing the right thing, having the people show up and demanding that this guy be fired, absolutely fired, and prosecuted with felony charges, as we would be, that maybe the police would say, geez, I better be careful, because remember what happened in Sparta?
Exactly.
Remember what happened? Yeah. And remember what happened to Andrew Spencer for tasing a guy needlessly, putting him in the hospital? I mean, Larry, I'm angry. I'm angry about this. Because this should not happen. This is not the country where we grew up. This is not Mayberry RFD anymore. Now, Sparta is like Mayberry. So
Mayberry would be a walk in the park.
Larry, what do you think we should do to prevent these kinds of things from happening again? Is it communication?
Well, I think you're doing the right thing. When you put light on cockroaches, they go away. And you're putting light, your broadcast, and the other attention that you're able to bring to this, the fact that business may suffer, because if I were driving in your part of the country, the last place I want to go is Sparta. I'll get gas in Bumpus or something like that before I even have to go through Sparta. And I'll go through at 15 miles an hour.
Well, and that's what people were saying at the meetup. Absolutely make sure you don't go 25. You have to go below 25 in Sparta because you will be targeted. So we have, one of the constitutional sheriffs and peace officers is Sheriff Joey Kyle of Christian County. This is in the county where he is sheriff. And the community is asking Joey to do an investigation. And he is. He said he was doing an investigation. And the reports that I got from a very reliable source is that he's taking this very seriously because this is a serious matter. And this cop, Andrew Spencer, can be charged with a felony. And that's what should happen.
The reason he can be charged is he's not considered working as an agent of the state if he's acting beyond his authority. They even have a special Latin term for that, which we don't need to mess with. But the fact is he's not protected by the normal doctrine of immunity if he comes out from under, if you will, the tent, and he's acting on his own, then it's just like you or me doing what he did.
Mm-hmm. You know, Larry, this broadcast covers the entire country. Actually, it reaches out to the entire globe. And we have a caller from Philadelphia. Mark, welcome to USA Prepares with Larry Pratt and me, Vin Finelli.
Vincent, I'm glad you have Mr. Pratt on. This issue when it happens in the big city, it's bad. But when it happens in rural America, it's real bad because, it's like I said, Vincent, the circles are smaller. People know each other. And for them to do this to one of their own that they would probably live next door to is absolutely ridiculous. But I want to bring to your attention, there's a firearms dealer there in Sparta who I had contacted before. Y'all hold.
Yeah, okay. Mark from Philadelphia is with us. Larry Pratt, Executive Director of Gun Owners of America, is with us. And if you want to hear Larry Pratt at a live teleseminar at the Get Prepared Expo, he'll be there. Larry Pratt, Vin Finelli, Mark from Philadelphia. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the Freeze-Dry Guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's gonna be slight.
What are today's hot?
Thank God, you're
take my.
When you go to
the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, Larry Pratt's with us. Mark is in Philadelphia. Mark, please stand by for just a second. Larry Pratt, Gun Owners of America. How do we come involved? What do? How do we become a member?
Very simple, Vinny. Go to the website, gunowners.org, and once there, look for the Take Action bar to click. And then you can sign up for the free alerts that we send out, typically weekly, dealing with what's going on in Capitol Hill. And in the alert, we embed an email that can be sent off very easily to the appropriate member of Congress. And even if somebody doesn't know their member of Congress's name, our system does. So it's really kind of foolproof. And it's had a tremendous amount of impact. It's what stopped the Toomey Mansion gun control bill following the Sandy Hook shooting. Even the NRA was supporting an expansion of the background check for all gun sales, private as well as in stores. And we were able to stop that because there were so many people on that list who sent in their own email that members of Congress actually, when we started, we would have lost that battle. But because there were so many people taking part in the process, we ended up defeating the measure.
Larry, let me ask you something publicly that I've asked you twice before on the air. Larry, I said that there may be a day when Vincent Fennelly gets arrested, gets jailed, imprisoned, and I said, if I get taken out, will you ring the alarm to your 300,000 plus members of Gun Owners of America? What's the answer to that, Larry Pratt?
Well, actually, not only the 300,000 members, but the total of nearly a million supporters, which we affectionately have dubbed the Piers Morgan Memorial email list, would find out about what had happened.
There you go. So my question is, are you coming to my rescue?
That would be the purpose of the email, which would be to focus some light on the cockroaches that would have gone after Vincent Fennelly. And if that doesn't suffice, then we have lawyers. And, you know, we don't use them frivolously, but there are times when you've got to.
Larry, I really appreciate it. And the reason I mentioned all this, class, is so that you know who we are. We speak out for the little guy. We speak out for honesty and integrity. And when it doesn't happen, we take action. And some of us pay a price. And I asked Larry Pratt, John Stadtmiller, and Sam Bushman if I get taken out, and Aaron Dakins, if they would come to my rescue and ring the alarm. And all said, absolutely. You just heard it right here live on USA Prepares with Larry Pratt. Mark in Philly, you're back on.
Yes, what I'd like to share is that I'm new to the gun ownership thing, but the deal is I'm from Southern Missouri. Larry doesn't know that, and I've tried to help him with that firearm symposium when we were trying to get him to town, but he got snowed out a couple years ago. Anyway, I had been aware of this firearms dealer there in Sparta because it's not too far from Fordland where some of my family lives, and I was trying to turn him on to a local dealer that seemed like he was an upstanding guy. Well, I've talked to him for a few times over the course of a year or so, and anyway, so I the first person I know in Sparta was you know, business was this guy, and I'm thinking, well, maybe I'd like to see what he has to say. So I call him, and he says, well, you know, explain it. He says, yeah, Bob's one of my customers, and then he also, I said, this is what happened to Bob. He says, well, you know, what do you want me to do about it? And I said, well, I don't know that there's anything I want to do about it. He's helping you to be aware. He says, well, look, I got people standing in line. I got to take care of business. And then he also mentioned that some of the officers were his customers as well. So this is outlandish, because if the dollar bill is going to take precedent over him taking care of his neighbor and looking out for one of his own, he doesn't need to be in business. That's how I feel about it. And so anyway.
Well, Mark, you just put an exclamation point on my post at usapreparers.com, where I put my real name and the situation with Bob Easter. Mark, thanks so much. I hope we're going to get a chance to see you at the Get Prepared Expo. Larry Pratt, it's always a pleasure being with you. Thanks for sharing your thoughts and insights.
Great to be with you. Thanks so much for having me.
And Larry, we're looking forward to you and me doing a presentation together on stage at the Get Prepared Expo in the last weekend of March in Lebanon, Missouri. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just $1 a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
You ever hear about Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle kits? At Guns80.com, they are the 80% specialists, helping to protect our privacy. Look, there are forces out there right now trying to register guns for future confiscation. UN treaties threatening our Second Amendment, our freedom. If you need a Ghost AR-15, get it at Guns80.com. Call 844-2GUNS80. That's 844-248-6780. Own an AR-15 today and keep it a secret. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. 844-2GUNS80.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.